John Churchmouse came down with Cornflower and Winifred. He nodded almost apologetically to those around the table.
Couldn't sleep, you see. I don't sleep much these nights, thinking of my Tess and Tim and wondering if Matthias and the others have found them yet.
Mordalfa slid the tablet across to him.
Sit down, John. Here's something that may help to bring your young ones back. It's written in loam script. Can you read it?
John stroked his whiskers.
Well, it's a long time since I read any loam script. Many, many, many seasons ago. That was when Methuselah used to tell me about this sleepy young badger in his class. What was her name now?
Constance tapped the table with a blunt paw.
Never mind, prize scholar. Get on with it.
John winked at Cornflower.
Righto, I'll give it a try. Could I borrow your glasses, please, Father Abbot? I left mine by the bedside.
With the abbot's spectacles perched upon his nose, the church mouse picked up the stone tablets and moved a candle nearer to help him. His lips moved silently, and he stroked his whiskers a lot, sometimes shaking his head or nodding it knowingly. He traced the strange-shaped writing. Finally, he placed the tablet down on the table. Cupping his chin in his paws, he stared dreamily off into space. Five voices inquired aloud with impatience.
Well?
Oh.
Oh, ah, yes. Sorry. Funny how it all comes back to you, isn't it? You know, when I first looked at the stone, it didn't mean a thing to me. It might well have been written in butterflies. Then, suddenly, it was clear as a stream in spring.
The abbot leaned forward until his nose was near touching that of the church mouse.
John, you can be a singularly annoying creature at times. Would you please read us the translation, now?
Immediately, John adjusted the glasses, coughed, and began reading.
Through the seasons, here I lie, neath this red wall that we made. Solve the mystery you must try, graven deep, it will not fade. Somewhere twixt our earth and sky, birds and gentle breezes roam. There a key you might espy, to that place I once called home. Take this graven page and seek what my words in stone could mean. What can't fly yet has a beak, mixed up letters evergreen. Two B's, two O's, one C, one tap, and weary without A. Leave me now to my long rest, good fortune on your way.
Around the table they sat in silence, awed at the beauty and mystery of the ancient verse, until Cornflower shifted a chair noisily and destroyed the mood.
Thank you, Mr. Church Mouse. Very pretty, I'm sure. But what does it all mean?
Constance rubbed her weary eyes.
It means we've got a long, complicated riddle to solve. Not tonight, though. I'm all for sleeping at this late hour.
John Church Mouse returned the abbot's spectacles.
Royal second, Matt. It's all very exciting, but I think we'd best sleep on it. Tomorrow morning we'll bring clear minds with a fresh approach.
The abbot rose slowly, stretching and yawning.
Tomorrow morning, then, out in the orchard, where there's sun and shade. Good night, all.
After they had gone, Cornflower remained sitting at the table with the stone tablet in front of her. Carefully, she turned it this way and that, studying the curious loam script, tracing it carefully with her paw. Some secret instinct deep inside her said that there was more to the thin stone slab than John had discovered in the writing. But what?
This ends Disc 4.